This is Ozarks at Large. A new report issued by Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families reveals the state's foster care system would better serve children by allowing them to stay with their family of origin. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently talked with the report's author, and she has this report.
The 10-page report is titled Reducing the Number of Children Who Enter the Foster Care System. It's the first of a three-part study on foster care in Arkansas. Jennifer Ferguson, Deputy Director at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, is the study's lead author.
Let's see. Well, what we looked at was a five-year period, and over that five-year period, approximately 18,500 children entered the foster care system, and it was for a variety of reasons. It could be possibly for neglect, physical or sexual abuse, parental substance abuse, parent incarceration, and for each kid that enters, there can be multiple reasons. It may just not be one of those, but it can be multiple reasons when they enter.
The Arkansas Department of Human Services took custody of an astonishing 18,469 children between July 2007 and June 2012. More than 3,200 are in the system on any given day. And according to the Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, AACF for short, far too many Arkansas kids end up in foster care. And they're finding that a majority, 93%, enter the system and stay for less than 3 years.
Their situation in Arkansas, out of the group that we looked at, almost a third returned home within a month. And it's really traumatic when you bring a child into the foster care system, because in most cases they're leaving the only family they know and being placed with strangers or being placed in an emergency shelter. And so it can be really, really tough. And if so many kids are being returned home, it begs the question of, if appropriate services were put into place, could we have kept those kids at home and it wouldn't have been such a traumatic experience as they were and their families were trying to get care?
And half of all children who enter Arkansas's foster care system eventually are returned home.
And that's really the first goal of the child welfare system, is to always see first if they can be reunified. And if there is a possibility, then their job is to try and put services in place so that they can be reunified.
But in order to keep more kids in their homes in the first place, Arkansas Advocate says money needs to follow the child.
Well, unfortunately, the majority of the federal funding we receive are for services while a child is in foster care and not at home. So there's just very little money that helps provide services for kids while they're in home, which doesn't make sense, because obviously if you're trying to return them home and if you can keep them in their home, that's the best place for them to be. But that's the way the federal money is set up, and unfortunately Arkansas has very little state money to pay for in-home services.
In October of 2012, Arkansas Department of Children and Family Services requested a waiver from the Fed to use current funding for initiatives to help keep kids at home. DCFS has 5 years to work out four major initiatives, with two already implemented and two planned. The longest-running one is called Differential Response.
With that one, it means when there's a low-risk allegation, instead of it going through the foster care investigation route, being fully investigated, it's going to go to a different way through what they call Differential Response. And one of the reasons this is important is that a lot of times, since these are low-risk allegations that are being called into the hotline, they're not able to substantiate them because there's just not enough evidence there. So in the past, what that would mean was that they wouldn't be able to substantiate them, so the family wasn't eligible for any sort of services. What differential response does is it routes them a different way, and it allows DCFS to offer them some basic resources in it. And why it's important is it, or why it may help fewer kids enter the foster care system, is because it may really serve as a prevention program, that if you can catch some things that are happening early and provide some resources to them, that may prevent prevent things from escalating so that they don't end up in the foster care system. So that's a really important program, and that one has just, you know, been implemented last year, and so that's one that pretty soon we'll start seeing some evaluation data on.
The second initiative also implemented is team decision making.
And it's a program that the Annie E. Casey designed, that Annie E. Casey is helping them implement, where it allows them to hopefully make immediate decisions about whether a child should be removed. And it's facilitated by an internal facilitator who's not a case-caring social worker there, which should help the process. That one is being implemented in stages right now.
The other two remain in the planning phase.
One is a new assessment tool that's called the Child and Adolescent Needs and Strengths Assessment. And I think about 25 other states use this assessment tool, but it's a better assessment in trying to prioritize the needs of a family when they come into the foster care system. So hopefully you're able to provide them the right services right away. But once again, that one's not been implemented. And then the final one is the team decision-making. I'm sorry, not team decision. It's the nurturing parenting program. And there's a lot of different parenting programs out there, but I think the one that's the most important about this one, it's an evidence-based parenting program, and it's got built-in assessments so that, you know, before and during and after the program, you're able to evaluate to see if the parenting skills have improved. And so it will hopefully be a better parenting program than the ones they've been using before.
Keeping kids at home will not only help to keep families together, it will save the state money. Just one guardian, on average, receives between $400 and $500 per month in expenses, which is not a lot of money when you factor in travel, clothes, food, and medicines. Still, multiply that by 3,200 children, and you're talking $160,000 for just 1 month.
So that is the goal, that if you've got fewer kids entering the system and you're able to catch some of the things earlier, that on the, you know, long run you will be able to save some money, because that's, when it comes down to it, that's one of the things the waiver, you know, is looking at. And I think that's why it's so important, because nationally, there's other states and other groups looking at that, because there's always been the argument made that, you know, we really need to be focusing and providing more money for prevention services, because once you let problems escalate and they do come into the system, it's much more expensive, it's much more traumatic on the child, and it's a lot tougher to be able to serve that family.
In 2013, Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families was instrumental in lobbying the state legislature to pass Act 528 to fund a home visitation program, which pairs trained professionals with new moms to cultivate best child-rearing practices. The law requires program monitoring, tracking outcomes such as improvements in maternal and infant health, family self-sufficiency, and school readiness. You can read the new foster care report and learn more about the work being accomplished by Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families by visiting aradvocates.org.